Now, boys and girls, last week we saw how the Apostle Paul was being taken as a prisoner to the great city of Rome, because you remember God had told them that he was going to go to the city of Rome and he was going to bear witness of him there. He was going to speak about Christ in that great city of Rome. First thing that we're told then is this. You remember how they all began to make their way to the shore, either on broken bits of the ship as it had been smashed up, or some of them swam to the shore. Now, we're told then in the last chapter of the Acts of the Apostles that when they got onto the shore in Malta, there was a great big bonfire burning on the shore. The people who lived on that island, they had obviously seen the ship being tossed back and forward for many days and many nights. And then, of course, they knew when it would be smashed up that the people were going to come soaking wet and cold and shivering. And so very kindly, they had built this great big fire for those that were being thrown off the ship. So they all then, you can imagine them beginning to gather round that fire and their clothes beginning to dry, and all of them very glad that those people had provided that fire for them. Now, we're told something else that's very significant, something that we should take note of. Quite obviously then, you know what happens to fires. Now, not electric fires, but fires that you have to put wood on or put coal on. Eventually, they begin to burn out. And so this fire on the shore on the island of Malta, it began to burn out. Now, you know something else. If you see people gathered round a fire, especially when it's awfully cold, nobody wants to leave the fire to get new wood or to get coal for the fire. That's what we're like. But the Bible tells us that the Apostle Paul went and he began to gather fire for wood for the fire. And isn't that a nice thing that we're told about the great Apostle Paul? You remember he was the one that God had chosen to preach his gospel throughout the whole wide world, to write many parts of the Bible by the Holy Spirit of God. And yet he didn't think it was below him. He didn't think it was something that he didn't have to do, to go and to gather up some wood and some sticks to put on the fire to make the fire burn even more brightly. Now, God had a purpose in that, or God used that to his own purpose. We're told then that while Paul was putting this wood on the fire, a venomous snake, a snake with a sting that killed, came out of the wood, came out of some of the wood that Paul was putting on, and it fastened itself on the arm of Paul. Now, when the people saw that, they all stopped and they all looked, and they expected Paul to fall down dead as soon as that snake bit him. And they said to themselves, this man must be a bad man. That's why this judgment has come upon him. That's why this snake is going to kill him. But then Paul just shook the snake off his hand, and they looked and they looked, and nothing happened to Paul. And then they began to say, he must be a god. So you see, in the one hand they thought he was a bad man, they thought he was a god. But of course he was neither of those things. He was the Lord's servant and he was doing the Lord's will. And God used that. The man who was the chief man in the island was a man called Publius. And his father was sick. And so when this news was taken to Publius, he asked Paul to come and pray for his father, that his father might be made well again. The apostle did that. And then for 3 whole months, Paul and Luke and Aristarchus, they were Christians as well, they were on the island of Malta and they were doing great works and they were preaching the word of the gospel to the people on that island. So they were washed up on the shore, but even though they were in that place on that island of Malta, they still went on doing the will of the Lord and the work of the Lord. Well, at the end of the 3 months then, there was a ship going to Rome, or at least going to Italy. That's the piece of land where the city of Rome is. And off they set on that ship, and eventually they came to a port in the country of Italy. Now, when they got off the boat on that shoreline at that port, the Christians knew they were coming in some way or other, and so the Christians met them. But not only that, the Bible tells us that some of the Christians from Rome had walked all the way from Rome to that port to meet them and to take them back to Rome. And the Bible says, and you can understand this, it says when Paul saw those Christians who had come to meet him, it says he gave thanks to God and he took courage. He was encouraged, you see, that those people had an interest in him. And off they went. Just how long that journey took, we're not told. But eventually they did come to the great city of Rome. And again, we're shown something about the Apostle Paul. You remember the captain of the soldiers, that man called Julius. Remember how Julius was so impressed with Paul. And so when they came to Rome, it says that he delivered the other prisoners over to the captain of the guard to be put into the jail. But Paul, it says, he allowed him to live in his own hired house. That means that he was under what you would call house arrest. He wasn't really in jail. He was under house arrest. He wasn't allowed to go out or be free, of course, but he was allowed to dwell in his own house that he paid a rent for, that he hired. And in that house, of course, the apostle again went on with the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He sent for the Jews in Rome, the leaders of the Jews in Rome, to come to him. And as he preached to them the gospel and said that the chain that he had in his hand, that was an account of the hope of the gospel, the hope of men and women's hearts and minds. And so he preached, even though he was in that place and he was there for 2 whole years, Paul still preached the gospel. So whether he was on the ship, you remember how he glorified God there, how he gave thanks for that food before they ate. On the island of Malta, he still did the work of God. In his own hired house in the city of Rome, he still preached the gospel of Jesus Christ the Lord. And next week we'll see some of the things that he said, some of the letters that he wrote while he was in that house, and some of the people who came to visit him while he was there. So as the Bible goes on, and we've started at Genesis, you remember all that long, long time ago. Now we're at the end of the Acts of the Apostles, but the gospel is still going on, and God has still much work to do for his servants, and we'll see more of that next time.